Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Steve Wolfson joins us. He's the Clark County District Attorney here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Bank Saloon in Carson City, we go down to Las Vegas, where we are joined by the District Attorney of Clark County, Steve Wolfson. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, thank you. Let's start out with emails that I've been getting and text messages over the last few days about concerns with the legislature lockdown, that there are threats appearing on social media regarding civil unrest in Carson City. How concerned are you about this and other areas of civil unrest?
Well, obviously, Carson City being up north is out of my jurisdiction. So I'm sure that the law enforcement authorities up there have a heightened concern and are very aware of certain threats and are taking the appropriate precautions. Now, down here in Las Vegas, in Clark County, obviously, we are the largest metropolitan area in the state of Nevada. And our law enforcement partners, in particular, our police agencies, both at the local and state and federal levels, are very much aware of what is being chatted about on social media and take these kinds of conversations about threats very seriously.
Let me ask you this. I remember May a year ago talking to Chris Hicks, the Washoe County District Attorney, about things I was hearing about the Proud Boys at that time. Coming out of Las Vegas and potentially moving into Northern Nevada, which they eventually did. And at the time, he was not aware of them. How far back was it when you were aware of the Proud Boys and what they were doing in Las Vegas?
Well, when you talk about one particular group like the Proud Boys, that is just that. It's just one particular group. But when you talk about domestic terrorism in general, there are a number of groups, so-called white supremacist groups, that law enforcement has been aware of for many, many years. So these are not new topics to law enforcement, but an organization like the Proud Boys, to answer your question, I had never heard of them until fairly recently, within the last couple of years. But they are on everybody's radar because they have presented themselves as potential troublemakers. But it's not just the Proud Boys, it's other groups as well that law enforcement keeps a pretty strong track of.
And somebody wrote to me when I brought up the Proud Boys the other day with DA Hicks. They wrote back and said, well, you need to ask about Antifa. And so Antifa, QAnon, Are these also concerns for you?
Well, they're all concerns. I mean, anybody that preaches violence, I don't care what group you're a member of or what organization you are attached or affiliated to, if there is a potential for violence, law enforcement is paying attention. So, you know, you can isolate one group over the other, but any of these groups are on law enforcement's radar.
We saw a level of violence at Las Vegas casinos when things started opening up. And a lot of people put that towards the very cheap room rates that were being offered at the time, several shootings and incidents on the Strip. Has that calmed down now?
It has. You know, soon after the casinos began to open up, there were a number of violent incidences, both on the streets of where the Strip is, as well as inside the casinos. And law enforcement reacted quickly and made some adjustments, added resources to the area. So the problems we had after we first opened up have been minimized greatly.
Another area that the Las Vegas Review-Journal covered in a recent story was talking about hate crimes against African Americans in Las Vegas. Are you seeing this on the increase?
You know, I don't think we have seen an increase. I just think that it's a new topic, or it's a topic that the media has started talking about more. The number of hate crime prosecutions my office handles is extremely low. There's just a few when in comparison to the thousands and thousands and thousands of cases we handle every year. We have approximately 80 to 85,000 cases submitted to our office every year, and the number of hate crimes that we see, you know, are just within, you know, the numbers, a couple dozen perhaps, that's all. So it's very small.
What things that are occurring at the DA's office that you're working on that the media is missing by concentrating on areas that are minor by comparison with the 85,000 cases you're dealing with?
Well, one of the topics that is extremely important locally here in Clark County is the number of pending murder cases. The homicide numbers were up last year, and we have approximately 400 pending murder cases in Clark County. That's 400 cases that are awaiting disposition right here in Clark County. And that's a terrible number, because those are, every one of those cases has a victim and a victim's family, and the defendant himself has a right to disposition of his case. And when you have 400 pending murder cases, and it was just recently that we started back doing jury trials. Because of COVID, we had to stop doing jury trials for 6 to 8 months, which increased the backlog. So we are looking at that very seriously on what we can do to move more of these cases to disposition. And it's not just the murder cases, because if the murder cases are causing a backlog or are a reason for the backlog, all of the other cases as well. So it's a serious problem right here in Clark County about how many cases we have that are awaiting disposition.
How much of an increase is 400 murders that you're actively working on versus what would be considered a normal year?
Well, the best answer I can give is about 3 or 4 years ago, we had just over 300, and we instituted a new program down here in Clark County where we created a group of four district court judges that would only hear the murder cases. These were experienced judges that only heard the murder cases so that these cases could be processed more efficiently. And we dropped that number down to about 250. Now that's as of about a year, year and a half ago, but because of last year being such a bad year for homicides and because of COVID, we're now back up to that number of 400.
Are you looking at a situation that is creating the ability for more murders to occur? Or, you know, how do you explain, because that's a large number of murder cases.
Well, you know, Clark County, I believe, is the 13th largest county in the country. So we are a major metropolitan hub here. So we have the same problems and the same types of cases as the bigger cities. We have a lot of domestic violence. here in Clark County. In fact, in my office, I have a domestic violence unit, which consists of five lawyers that do nothing but domestic violence cases. And if you think about it, Sam, that's a pretty remarkable thing that I have five lawyers that full-time prosecute domestic violence cases. That's a lot of cases. Included within that are a number of homicides. So I think the fact that we're a big city and that we have some of the same problems that other major cities have, that's the reason for the numbers that I just have spoken about.
With COVID and the lockdown, I'm presuming that you've seen domestic violence cases go up rapidly, along with child abuse.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the child abuse. I mean, everybody talks about, as a result of COVID, more people are staying at home, therefore more problems are occurring. I really haven't seen an increase in the child abuse cases, but yes, we have seen an increase in the domestic violence cases.
Do you think that you're not seeing the reporting on child abuse, if it's occurring, because the kids don't have the opportunity to talk to a teacher or somebody outside of the home to be able to pass that information along to law enforcement?
No, I think that's a great point, because teachers are mandatory reporters, and a lot of times the teachers are the first people to hear from the child that something has gone wrong. That they've been abused, that they've been touched inappropriately. Now that our kids have been home, they're not going to report it to the teachers. So that could be a reason, but I haven't heard that there is a lot more child abuse going on. Perhaps it isn't being reported as much, but it's not something that I've been briefed on that is a new problem.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with the District Attorney of Clark County, Steve Wolfson, after this timeout.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the District Attorney of Clark County, Steve Wolfson. Criminal justice reform is obviously a big deal once again at the legislative session. We just had Assemblyman Steve Yeager, the chairman, on the program. What concerns do you have with what's been laid out so far?
Well, I don't know that I would characterize them as concerns. I think as a result of a number of events that have occurred in this country in recent days, there is a need and a justified need to review how law enforcement goes about doing things. I share in some of the requests for reforms, and we as prosecutors, you know, we want things to be done right as well. We want justice, and if there's a better way of doing justice, we're all in favor of it. So we're not against reforms, we're a partner in reviewing how things are done to see if we can improve the system.
Let's pick on a couple of specific things. Civil asset forfeiture, your thoughts on that?
Well, that's been an issue that's been around a long time because there have been some abuses. I feel that if somebody commits a crime and there are fruits of that crime, in other words, assets that they have acquired as a result of their criminal activities, that they should be forfeited. But there have been abuses, such as people who have lost property but not convicted of any crime. So I know there is a movement, there are discussions that prior to actually gaining control of the property, in other words, having the assets forfeited to the government, that there should be a conviction of some sort. There should be some sort of adjudication. And I would agree with that. So I think that if there's a movement in that direction, that I'm in agreement with that.
Because one of the issues has been, of course, as you well know, that property or cash has been seized, and then for that person to get their property or cash back, they have to hire an attorney to be able to go through that process. So it's guilty before they've even been convicted.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because people who can't afford lawyers are provided with court-appointed lawyers, and those court-appointed lawyers represent people. Now, they don't represent them in the civil actions, and that's where this civil forfeiture issues arise. So I think that perhaps discussion should be had that if they can't afford a lawyer, they should have a lawyer appointed for them for this limited purpose. But I do agree that there does need to be a review of these matters to make it more fair to the person who hasn't been convicted of a crime.
And that would be a big difference then in the way that that the forfeitures are dealt with if somebody was
well,
to be
what
appointed.
I would say is that the majority of people who have assets seized are people who have committed crimes. I mean, let's be real here. The vast majority of people that are accused of committing crimes have in fact committed those crimes. Not all of them, and there are certainly miscarriages of justice. But again, I would submit the vast majority of people that are arrested and prosecuted have done something wrong. If that's the case and they are convicted of a crime, then under the law, they should face the forfeiture of their assets that are acquired as a result of their criminal activity.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with you. I think the way you just laid that out is 100% accurate. But the other side of the coin is what you also talked about, and you make good points there. Let's talk about no-knock warrants.
Well, that has certainly been at the forefront of a lot of discussions as a result of some cases, and one in particular across this country. The law does provide for no-knock warrants under certain circumstances. And I know that there is a bill before the legislature, and I believe a proposed amendment to make it more narrow. In other words, the criteria, there has to be certain criteria met before a judge can authorize a no-knock warrant. I think it's a healthy discussion. I think that no-knock warrants should only be used in limited circumstances, primarily for officer safety, or if we're dealing with very serious and or dangerous felonies. Certainly I can't imagine a no-knock warrant for a misdemeanor crime. So I think that our legislature is gonna have some good debates, and I think that there's room to improve this area of the law.
Have you discussed this with Attorney General Ford?
Attorney General Ford and I have a great relationship. We've spoken about a lot of legislation leading up to the session, and this is one thing I believe we talked about a couple of months ago, but not recently.
Okay. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back much more with the District Attorney of Clark County, Steve Wolfson, after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens. Natural stone water features and fountains and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Steve Wolfson. He is the district attorney of Clark County. I just wanted to raise the point that there have been concerns about the appeals of prosecutions when the chair of Senate Judiciary and the Senate Majority Leader both work in your office. I don't often hear from you on this topic, so I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Well, the way you phrase that question, Sam, it's difficult for me to understand exactly what you're talking about, the appeals of prosecutions. I think the issue is this. I have two prosecutors that are legislators, and an issue has been raised whether or not, due to a separation of powers argument, they should be able to serve both in the legislature and work as Clark County district attorneys. That has been challenged down here in our trial courts, and it is on appeal before the Nevada Supreme Court. And I know that the Supreme Court will weigh in sooner or later. And, we think it's an issue that is ripe for review, and the Supreme Court will give us direction.
And the reason I bring it up is exactly that, is that there is a case going through right now where a prosecution could be overturned because of this if the court rules that way. And wouldn't that open up Pandora's box for you? If one conviction was turned over, wouldn't it open up a lot of convictions that could be turned over?
Well, the conviction that was overturned, as I recall, was a misdemeanor DUI case. But to answer your question, I can't imagine that the court would make their decision retroactive and cause every case that was prosecuted by my two prosecutors to be overturned. I just can't imagine that the effect of any decision would be in that fashion. You know, we also have a couple of deputy public defenders who are also members of the legislature. And there is an argument that could be made that is similar to the prosecutors, because the public defenders, although they don't prosecute cases, they do participate in the legal system. And they argue certain laws, they argue the application of certain laws, and now they are lawmakers themselves. So I would imagine the court will be asked not only to consider this separation of powers argument with regard to the prosecutors, but also the two public defenders, two or three, I believe.
All right, well, it will be interesting to follow this particular line. Last question here. With legal brothels still shut down under Governor Sisolak, are you seeing an increase in prostitution in Las Vegas? And I recall several years ago when Dick Gamek was the Washoe County District Attorney and Oscar Goodman was the mayor of Las Vegas, both said that under the right circumstances, they would favor legalized prostitution in both Clark and Washoe counties. Your position on all of this?
Well, first of all, you know, illegal prostitution, I think, kind of follows our tourism industry. When we have tourists visiting our city and staying at hotels, either on the Strip or downtown, there's going to be illegal prostitution. So certainly when COVID was at its height this last summer and fall, and people weren't visiting our casinos, there was a decrease in illegal prostitution. Now that our casinos have opened back up and our capacity levels are increasing, yes, the prostitutes are kind of following the tourists. Not to say that locals don't engage in this behavior, but it's primarily tourists.
Okay, on the legalization issue, where do you stand?
I am not in favor of legalizing prostitution. I just don't think it would be healthy for anybody, whether you be a customer or whether you be the provider. I just don't think it's healthy for our community and our society, so I am not in favor of it.
Okay, and that's where we have to leave it. I thank you so much for doing this interview. It's a pleasure. This is the first time you've been on the program. I look forward to you coming back. It was very, very nice to visit with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers on television, radio, audio and video, podcasts, and YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast coming to you from Carson City. See you then.